Boy, I sure am glad these are off and no one can hear us talking right now.
About them. About all of them. About all the people.
All the sexy people.
All the single ladies.
Listen here.
Did you see Caitlyn shit on the new Justin Timberlake song?
We were just talking about that.
She said it's crap.
It's fine.
I haven't heard it. It was funny to me because...
I think in her opinion it was crap, right?
To see Caitlyn's take on it and then Marty Bender's take on it. They were both right there in my screenshot when I saw it.
We sat the family around last night. I said, listen, Marty says we need to listen to this.
Is it that good?
It's good.
It's good.
I remember he said Uptown Funk, how good that was.
Yeah,
it's,
he did.
Or he said he something, it's early. Hard not to get
move
your feet. Move your
yeah.
feet or something, yeah.
Should we listen to it?
Caitlyn said any top 40 artist could do it better than he did.
Sounds like she has a problem with Justin. It sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah, I think it's a personal.
No one has a problem with JT.
Mm-mm. I think he was definitely, there's parts of it he's channeling Michael Jackson, that's for sure.
Well, I think he does that anyway. Inspiration, yeah.
But
I agree.
What is it? Can't Stop the Feeling?
But I feel like anything that comes out.
Right.
Anything that comes out is going to sound like crap compared to Beyonce right now.
I need to listen to the Beyonce.
You need to listen to the Beyonce.
But I've never really been on board with the Beyonce thing.
Ever?
Eh, not really.
Have you
seen me and what I listen to?
Oh, no, I know. But I feel like you give everything a fair
try. No, I generally would, but she just doesn't. My kids aren't that into her. That's the only way some of that stuff would cross my path.
That's true. Speaking of things your kids are into, Addie and I found a video the other day where the character Phoebe Buffay from Friends, who's actually played by... Babe, Charles.
Lisa Kudrow.
And mm-hmm. she got up on stage at a Taylor Swift concert and sang Smelly Cat.
Oh.
Or they did a duet, yeah.
No way.
Yeah,
when
so
was that?
Addie's a huge Friends fan.
Oh, did
and
she lose
Taylor
her mind?
Swift, yeah, she thought that was pretty cool. Yeah.
That's cool. Should I go ahead and buy this and then listen to it or just listen to the hunk?
Just listen to the hunk.
This is Justin Timberlake.
We're going to have to start being legal about this.
Can't Stop the Feeling, it says.
Hate it.
Oh, yeah. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good creeping up on you, so just dance, dance, dance.
Come on. All those things I shouldn't do. My thing is, it does sound like a lot of other people, though.
Sounds like it does have a Michael like that, yeah.
It doesn't scream, hey, this is Justin Timberlake.
No, and I feel like Justin Timberlake has a little bit more soul.
Yeah.
This is just a pop song. Yeah. No? Ooh, it's something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood. No. Yeah, I feel like this is almost
Thumbs
like,
down?
This is almost like in sync. Pop like that's not.
Oh, you know that it did remind me of NSYNC.
It actually because mm-hmm. I have listened to a lot of One Direction.
Oh,
it does
definitely
feel like it's that.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm. No.
You can't beat Justin Timberlake. Mirrors.
Mirrors. Oh, that's really good. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or Bringing Sexy Back, but I'm just saying one of his newer stuff, Mirrors, is. Ugh, that's a banger.
I've got Mirrors right here. I think some of it.
So do I.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
That is a good. It is a good song.
Oh, he's just pouring. He's pouring out his heart to this girl.
The 2020 experience.
Yeah, this is good.
Let it get to the chorus. If you ever
feel this has to feel like what goes around comes around.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like the one about the carry out.
That girl.
About getting carry out? What?
Yeah, you pick up a sick pack of beer.
No, that's
the carry out.
I think that's a
right?
Timberland song, yeah.
A Timberland with Justin Timberlake.
Look at his face.
Vibbert's losing his mind.
Oh,
yeah.
I know every other word.
Every other word?
Yeah, the music video, though, they're like old people, and they're reminiscing on their love. And they're just,
really?
It's just old people love, and that's the cutest. That's the best.
Maybe that's what you need, Jeff, is an old lady.
Well,
No, fuck no. But
Jeff got really excited.
Well, because today, I just tweeted this. I was in the doctor's waiting office, and I think I found my soulmate.
She was asleep.
There was an 80-year-old woman.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
And she was making homemade dog toys.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, while she was in the waiting room?
While she was waiting.
Did you talk to her?
I talked to her a little bit. I was like, what are you doing? She's like, making dog toys.
And then she fell asleep. She got tired.
And then she just goes, I'm tired. Puts it in her bag. Passes out.
That's awesome. Good song.
This is a carryout. We're going down to the carryout and get a six-pack of beer.
Who is this?
Timbaland and Stacey. Timbaland.
She's open all night.
like she's IHOP.
Damn!
That's a good song. My favorite JT song is That Girl.
I don't know that one.
You don't know That Girl?
Like Marlo Thomas?
It's on the 2020 Experience album,
that
I think.
Girl?
That Girl? No. No, is that a movie?
It's a TV show.
Oh, no.
Donald Hollinger, Marlo Thomas, Ted Bessel?
Bessel or Bessel?
I don't know.
There's two different people. One is Bessel and one's Bessel.
Really?
No.
No, of course not. No. You really had me going.
Had him
on the hook.
No, That Girl is, it's very much, at the beginning they introduce like their JT and the Tennessee Kids or something is how.
Oh, that's
it's
right.
An old school sounding song. Yeah.
JT and the Tennessee Three.
Maybe
or
that's how we should start the podcast. Chick McGee and the Ohio River Players.
Ooh, is there an Ohio River Players?
I don't think so.
Are you going to play a little bit of That Girl or no?
I didn't have it.
I don't have That Girl.
Oh, that's okay.
Is it Justin Timberlake? It's called
That Girl.
That Girl.
Yeah.
That Girl.
No, it's
does
not.
Does it sound
no.
like that?
Okay.
That's
right.
I like that better than anything I've heard all day. I like that very much.
Let's do this.
Come on. Yeah. In the back of the Beamer. Now, mama, what's up? I know that you're oh, man. You I don't know if I could. When it comes to this. But down your back cheeks, give me a kiss. I got a castle. There's some new live Bob Schneider. Well, this isn't new, but it's called Frunk. He puts out all of his live songs from his concerts.
Yeah.
Bob puts them all out. And he's got a song called Country Club. And I can't play it because I think he'd be upset if I played it in this area. So if you want to,
really?
If you're curious, you want to hear it, just go to BobSchneider.com and look up Country Club.
Is it funny good or sad good?
It's funny good. It's okay. About rich people at the country club. It's pretty funny. Yeah. Hi, welcome to the Off the Air podcast. I'm Chick. That's Jess. That's Jeff. That's Jason.
I'm back, baby.
Everybody's got a J in their name but
I
me.
Know.
You don't have a J anywhere in your name.
No.
None of your names.
None of my, no, my real name or my fake names?
You have none of them and none of your names.
I've always liked Jehoshaphat. Can we do that? Jehoshaphat?
I'm going to change my name. Let's change my name.
To what?
So we're not all J's.
Karen?
No.
Lisa?
Well,
he Tina? Goes by Vibbert. I'm kind of Hoffy.
That's true.
When it comes down to it.
Yeah, that's true.
Hoff dog.
Who says Hoff dog?
You know, Lenny used to call me Hoff Dog.
I like
I
Hoff
did not
Dog.
Know that.
Hoff Dog.
It's like hot dog, but it's not. It's
I
Hoff
love
dog.
Hot dogs.
What you think about that, Hoff Dog?
Hoff Dog.
What episode was that?
A long time ago.
What you think about that, Hoff Dog?
I don't even remember that what was it was there, in reference to.
It's about 3 years ago. Mm. Yeah, Vibbert's got a great last name.
Yeah,
it just
he does.
Becomes your nickname.
Definitely the best last
name. I assume all your buddies call you Vibbert.
No.
I don't have any friends that call me
Vibbert. God.
You know, that brings us to the topic of this week's podcast, is we're going to get...
It's going to be a little bit of an intervention for
young
you today,
Jeff.
Young
Jeff Vibbert back on track. That's right.
We tricked you.
We've been talking among ourselves, and we're feeling bad for you, Jeff, and most of us have been there, and...
Not me.
What's going on? I don't get it.
You had a rough morning.
I heard you had a rough morning. You had a rough weekend.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, he's going to write us notes.
I don't know. I'm just keeping this piece of paper in case I need to write anything down. I don't know. Where do we start?
It started last Thursday.
I've never been in an intervention before.
Mm. Well, we all sit around and we tell you we love you, and then we tell you give an example of how you've wronged us.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds terrible. That's not what I wanted to do at all.
Well, that's an intervention. No,
oh, I thought it. So I think that, well, here, we can do this relationship intervention with you now, or we can have an alcohol intervention with you in like 6 months.
What do you mean?
That's where this is headed.
I love him, and I have an example of how he wronged me.
Oh, okay,
so
go ahead.
No, I don't really.
Let's
don't
dissect the setup of a intervention. As Chick said, you say, I love you. And then you basically are going, if you want me to love you anymore or continue loving you,
I don't think that's
you better
it.
Change your little operation.
You cast
here.
Shame on them.
No, you don't judge and you don't.
I think you are.
I don't. You're not supposed
because
to.
Because I think the intervention is also on the other people. It's they're tired. They're so fed up with you that they don't want to deal with you anymore. Unless you change your ways.
This isn't an intervention. This is a. What would this be if it's not?
If you look up intervention on Google, you're up to your neck in intervention, the TV
show.
The TV show, which is terrible, and that's what they do. And this isn't heroin. This is a girl.
Oh, it's pretty much heroin. Sexual napalm.
Here we go. Oh, that means it's like jelly gasoline love. It sticks to you. How to have an intervention.
Oh, yeah.
Step one.
Uh-huh.
When someone you care about has a serious
addiction?
This says substance abuse. But serious problem.
Can you touch it? Can you feel it?
Confronting,
that's a substance.
Confronting him or her through a formal intervention could be the only way to convince her or him to seek treatment. Many addicts go through months or years of denial about the severity of their substance before they become aware of the devastating effects of their addiction.
I don't have a problem. I'm fine. I don't have a problem.
The New York Times estimates that although federal and state governments spend over $15 billion on rehab programs, every year there are at least 20 million people with substance abuse problems who don't receive the treatment they need.
Mm-mm.
And intervention may make the addict angry.
Fuck you guys!
And defensive, but it might be the wake-up call that he or she needs to get treatment.
I'm hitting snooze.
Okay, so what if it's not an intervention, what is it?
Oh, wait a minute. An intervention should never be held spontaneously or arranged casually.
It's not spontaneous. We talked about it.
We talked about this
two or three hours ago.
Yeah. We talked with everyone but me.
We did. Yeah. We closed the
this
door.
This was an ambush.
Yes.
Well, wait a minute.
That's probably a better way to put it.
It is an ambush. It is an ambush. But what? So
a
I guess.
Friendly.
Well, they've
ambush.
Got it, all the interventions.
I'm trying to
are
remember.
Ambush.
What happened last Thursday?
He told me.
Maybe we should back up.
How
expository do we want this to be?
It's up to Jeff, I guess.
I don't care. It's over.
Over like how long ago over?
It's not over.
I know. Tell it, brother. Tell it, brother. Tell it, Jeff.
But here, I just think that Chick has maybe you can learn something. Yeah, a unique perspective because at your age you were in love with people a lot too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was your favorite thing to do.
I was, yes.
Yeah.
If I got bored, I fell in love with somebody else. Yes, yeah. That's true. That's absolutely true.
I love that dog toy lady today at the doctor's office. Yes.
There you go. See, that might have been, yeah.
I was in a relationship with someone. We shall call her Puppy Mom.
Right.
Which is not her real name. I wanted to.
It's very respectful.
I almost messaged her yesterday and said happy Mother's Day to you and Piper, to the dog.
See? To the dog.
Anyways, I don't know why I just tried to censor out the dog's name. It's not like it's going to sue me. But no, I was in a long-term relationship with her. We met at a nice bar. I was with some friends.
Uh-huh.
And she shows up late and this girl walks in and I go, oh my gosh, who is that? I loved her the second I saw her. And I was supposed to be in New York that weekend. But for some reason, I decided to stay back, and I met her, and
your life changed.
My life changed, and that's how we ended up together. And we'd lay in bed, and we'd play puppies. I'd try to bury my bone, and we just hang out and be stupid, and I could be myself. And as a comedian, you are a comedian because you're not good with feelings usually. And you use humor to cover up what you're actually feeling. And I was never 100% honest with how I was feeling. Anytime something serious would happen, I'd try to be like, 69, what? What? How about that? And it would just... The only time I was ever 100% honest with my feelings was when we were sitting on her front porch and we were breaking up.
And it was a little too late for that.
And it was a little too... It's too late to say sorry.
Mm-hmm. But it's not too late to say, please don't tell me I love you.
Yeah. Getting down on your knees and putting your hands together, please.
Did you do that?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Wow.
God, no. I have some shame. And, but yeah.
But did you tell her that you loved her before?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys said I love you back and forth.
Yeah, September 8th.
Okay. Oh my God, you are a Chick McGee Jr.
I dates are just, I don't know why, but we were in her kitchen.
Oh my God.
I love this kid, I don't know why. I just feel so bad for this butt, man. I tell you what, we're going to whip this, buddy. We're going to hang in there, buddy.
We were in her kitchen and I was like, this might be too soon to say this, but I love you. And then she started crying and she's like, yeah, I feel it too. Like, I definitely love you. And she was crying. And instead of like being like, oh my God, yeah, that's a real emotion. I was like, way to cry, you pussy. Come on. What are you doing? Huh?
No,
I gave her a hug and like, I was like, but I was still weird about it.
But you still had that wall up a little bit. Yeah.
I don't say I love you. This is turning weird. I don't say I love you to my parents.
I never have.
I've never gotten that.
In your life?
I mean, eventually down the road when there was...
Like when you were a kid, you said...
When we were kids, no.
No, you just never said it.
Never said it. It wasn't until I was like an adult and...
Somebody almost died or...
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
I don't recall saying it when I was a kid much, ever, really.
Yeah, it's just It's a weird thing, and it was a weird idea to be like, oh, I'm old enough to have a real relationship with someone, and like, this can be a real thing. I'm used to college and high school and
just
all that
things,
stuff. And
it
was weird. I don't know. And I felt like I wasn't old enough to be, I don't know, not old enough, but I just felt like I wasn't, I don't know. I don't know what the word is.
Yeah. So you told her you loved her,
mm-hmm.
and you were confident, like you, and you still are very confident that you loved her. That wasn't
I still do. Like,
you felt like she loved you back
for sure. Yeah.
Okay. So that you met when? What day? What month or something? Which month?
That was September 8th. Whenever.
When did you meet her? Though?
September 8th, September 9th. We met June.
Oh.
This is a year.
I don't think
but
that's
this is
too
a year
soon.
Ago. Yeah. Well, we dated for about 3 months, and then we stopped talking for a year, and then we picked back up the next year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Again. Yeah. So.
Why'd you stop talking for a year?
Well, she was in school, right?
She was in school.
Yeah.
She was in an accelerated program to get a degree in the medical field. So if anyone needs me to check on anything, I'm pretty much a dentist, and I'm pretty much a nurse.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so then...
Where do we go from here, folks?
No, so you said, I love you, and then what would be the next, like, pivotal moment of your relationship after the I love you? Any other milestones, or...
Was it pretty solid
Did you live together at
any
point?
We didn't live together, but, I mean, I'd stay at her place, and I'd leave there to go to work, and I'd do stuff like that. She helped me look at houses. I was looking for houses. We talked about potentially moving in the future after we'd been dating for a lot longer. We both had leases that weren't up for a while, but we flirted with the idea, and it seemed like we both were compatible and we could both get along with each other. So, yeah. I don't know.
Is she a Colts fan?
Yeah, that was the thing. We went to a...
that was the thing?
Well, we went to a Colts Patriots game. And I didn't lose my shit. I was wearing a Patriots shirt. She was wearing a Colts shirt. And it was fine. And she kind of cheered for the Patriots, but not too much.
Right.
And then the guy next to us lit a cigarette in the stadium.
No way.
Yeah, Colts were losing. So he was just like, well, he was
smoke
very
him
drunk.
Up.
Yep. Hmm. We know this guy, by the way. I'll tell you who he is later. But
we do?
Yeah. Kid. He's a kid.
Oh.
Yeah. Won't say names.
Oh, okay. I don't know either. Okay. So... When did you guys break up?
That's what I thought.
Oh,
you were
really?
Say.
That sounds right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. When did you break up officially? This last time, anyway.
Well, I like to say no one makes it out of February alive because something. Something horrible always happens in February. It's the worst month of all.
For you?
For me. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, for always.
It's so just, do you go into February going, okay,
yeah, here we go.
And that's what she tried to tell me. She's like, if you go into this month thinking that, it's going to be bad. And I was like, no, it just is. Every relationship has pretty much ended in February. My grandma passed away last February.
I had a feeling that was going to surface.
And then this year, I almost got out of it, almost. But it was a leap year, and she broke up with me on the goddamn leap year.
Oh, my God.
Well, at least you don't have to worry about it the next 3 years.
Yeah, maybe it'll be that
big. It doesn't even
happen. That's true. That's true. And but then, so, okay, and it's been bumpy since the 29th.
Oh, for the first week, I was like, I'm going to be fine. I got this. Yeah. I'm just going to power through it.
You know, that I did notice you really like making an effort to to power through it, and you were gonna, you know, find something else and keep yourself busy. And then the next thing I know, I hear these Jeff's
not doing good.
He's not doing too well.
I picked up a hobby,
and this is May.
You did
whittling, air quotes, call it whittling.
What are you doing, really though? You're trying to whittle. Oh,
well, you find out you, is this group, is this involve someone else you're whittling with?
Yeah, whittling partners.
Yeah.
But no, I, for the first like week, 2 weeks, people got what they wanted. People love Crazy Jeff.
Oh,
people
okay.
want him.
Okay.
It's scary.
Crazy Jeff could be held over. If you marketed Crazy Jeff, he'd be very popular.
I think that's the difference between you and Chick. Chick doesn't, the first week, it's bad, right? What are you going to say? No. When there's a trauma in your life.
Yeah, I'd like to think I'm different than maybe.
No, I'm saying I'm saying draw from past experience
to help
your friend.
Oh, yeah.
Normally that is me, but I was like, this isn't going to be me this time.
Right.
And I sent out a message to my closest friends, and I said, I realize that this train is going very, very fast, and it is going to fly off the rails in about a week or two.
Right.
But let's just all enjoy it while we can.
Right. That's okay.
And when it fell off, it fell off hard.
Hard.
I got a call from my friend and co-host of the Jeff Ibbert podcast, Caitlin Kopetsky, and I was FaceTiming on my kitchen floor, and she was like, is everything okay? I'm like, I'm fine. I'm just laying here. And then I rolled over, and I was parched. I was so thirsty, and I just started drinking out of the dog bowl. I was like, I just can't even get up.
Oh, no.
And that was the lowest point so far.
So far.
It can always get worse.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you don't ever forget that.
Homer Simpson said that.
Yeah, this is the worst day of your life
so far.
That's right.
So then this morning happened. I need to jump to this morning. Because I don't know if you get, so when I come in here, I can come in here whenever and hang out with the people in the office part. And almost always either Jeff's going to tell me that Spangle's not doing well, or Spangle's going to tell me that Jeff's not doing well. It's like that's how it works. One of them is usually not doing well.
80% of the time, yes. One of those two things is happening.
Yes, yeah. And so that's usually, so I visit both of them. Hey, how's it going? And they're both always very, very honest. And I admire them for it, because chances are, if you ask me, I could, you know.
You're fine.
I'm good.
Good, money. You're good, 100%.
But I am, but Sprinkle's been going through, he's doing some self-exploration, and I think he's becoming more comfortable with saying, no, I'm not doing well, and I need to share it, and he does, and I think that's good.
Self-exploration sounds like he's, like, discovering his body for the first time.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
he's
like,
he may have just touched his butt.
Hey!
But I don't know, for no butthole, no Spangle butthole, sorry.
Please.
Now everybody's thinking about Spangle's butthole.
Yeah. Like a big chocolate donut type.
No, it's all like, it's all strawberry and.
Stop!
I don't know what those sprinkles are.
So this morning, somehow stumbled upon talking to her. Were you guys talking on the phone?
Let's back up.
Okay, yeah.
Now
help
we
me.
Can back up.
Okay.
Because last Thursday, he's always joking about her.
Yeah.
You know, actually, we had a little lunch last week at a place that had meatballs, and he goes, oh, yeah, we had that, and we sat out there.
And I think we drove by the place where you guys met. Like, I feel like we were in the city, and there it was like a Jeff and Puppy Mom. A
lot of memories.
Yeah.
Tour.
I'd burn that bitch down if I could. But I can't. It's a big city.
So he said to me when we were all together at Chicks recording,
mm-hmm.
so I texted
Puppy
Mom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That was the beginning of what happened, I think, today.
I said, I was like, probably, yeah. I said, I don't know where we stand right now, but I'm going to go take Little Nora Jones for a walk on the trails if you and your dog want to come.
Okay. That's fair. That's pretty...
She messaged back, hey, sorry, I'm coming home from work. Can't do it tonight or whatever. And then, or whatever. And then
did you say tonight or ever or whatever?
Or whatever.
Or whatever.
She messaged, she kept the conversation going where I was like, ask some questions. And then she asked me some questions. And I sent a picture of little Nora to show her how much she's grown. And she's mm-hmm. losing her baby teeth. And they grow up so fast. Hold mm-hmm. them while you can. And and then there was a certain tweet this morning
mm-hmm.
that someone sent me. I didn't even see it on my own.
Sure.
And I was like, okay. She never tweets, ever. And I was like... It was about morning radio shows, and I was like,
"Who's
Kate?
Caitlin?
Sorry."
And she was like, "Don't look at Twitter." And I was but you just sent it to me. Yeah. But anyways, so then I messaged her, and I was like, "Yeah, I wish I could retweet this because I kind of feel the same way right now." And then I was like, "Hey, if you just don't want me to talk to you, just tell me right now, mm-hmm. and I'll just leave you alone." And she was like, no, I'm never going to say don't talk to me. It's good to hear from you, but I just can't hang out with you.
Right.
And I was like, okay, fair enough. But then I... Yeah.
But then you said...
Then I poured my heart out and I was like, I just want to let you know I still love you. So if you want to hang out and we can try this. I didn't like who I was either, so...
Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with you being honest if that's the way you feel, and there's nothing wrong with you telling her that.
I felt like if I didn't say it... I would have regretted not saying it because, as the John Mayer song goes, say what you need to say. So I don't know. I put it all out there, and I'm just going to put this out here, too.
Yeah.
If her or someone she knows is listening to this, I apologize if this is too much information.
But it's your story.
It's my story.
But
at the same time, I apologize. So,
but that's okay.
There's no names. That's
there's no names.
If people know, they already know the story.
Yeah,
so,
they already don't worry about it. I don't know. But here's my question, because I've had this conversation with someone often. When someone says, I love you, are you saying I love you so she knows? Are you saying I love you because you want her to know? Are you saying I love you because you hope she responds?
I'm saying I love you because I want her to know.
Yeah.
I wanted a response back, too.
Right.
But at the same time, now that you phrase that question, I just want her to know.
You just want her to know. That's good, then. I think that's okay.
I still think about her. So that's, yeah.
Yeah, I think that there's, there's also I don't know how she responded, and you don't have to say how she responded, but was it the response you were looking for?
No.
Okay.
It was just, don't be so hard on yourself. Just don't beat yourself up over this. I was like, all right. And I don't, sometimes people just have to be on their own and figure stuff out.
Yeah, and that's not bad.
Nothing wrong with that.
And who knows? Maybe it all work out in the long run. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And
don't you think it's funny? And I know you don't yet because you...
No, none of it's funny.
No, none of it's funny. No, but when you think about the first time you thought you were in love, like the first time that you were like, I'm certain that I am in love with this person and this is the end all be all. And then you fall in love with another person and you're like, wow, this is a little bit different. This must be what it really is. And then you fall in love with somebody else maybe, and then you're like, oh, fuck, this is either way worse or way better because this isn't anything like the first two. You know what I mean? Like, that's just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, but then you also, I don't know, I can't explain it, but you meet that person, which was her, and mm-hmm. you just go, I can stop looking now. Because the way that they make you feel and the way that you feel when you're with them, it doesn't get any better than that. And you're like, okay, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just mesh so well. And when you make love, it's like your spirits are above each other, intertwined. I'm kidding.
I didn't know.
I was going. Yeah, I was
I
with you.
It.
I was.
I know something got tangled up. I don't know.
I'm trying to lighten spirits, this up a little bit. I feel like if anyone's driving to work and they're on the edge right now, they just swerved into a tree.
You just kicked them off. Yeah. No, I think that it's. I don't know. I feel like everybody's.
Let me
journey,
step in here.
Everybody's journey's different.
That's right. And from the time I was, I'm going to say 16.
Is that when you fell in love for the first time? Were you 16?
16, 14, 15, 16, somewhere around in there. And my idea of falling in love with someone was, my life is shit without fill in the blank. And if they're not around, then there's no reason to.
When you were 14?
I would think so. Yeah, I was looking for someone else to make me happy from the time I was 14 until I was, 52, 53, somewhere along in there. Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Sure.
That seems so young. 14?
Yeah, 14. I didn't know. I thought you fell in love in high school.
Well, no, that was probably, 15, 16.
Yeah, you're 15 freshman
year.
Oh,
yeah, I guess, yeah.
Freshman?
Oh.
Sophomore?
Okay.
Junior, senior, four years high school.
And that's the thing. You need to love yourself where you can love anyone else.
That's true.
I get that.
It all sounds like cliche.
I get that, but I like
true,
it a lot
know?
Better when she loves me.
Yeah.
Yeah, when somebody else loves you, it obviously feels a lot better than when you love you, maybe. I don't know.
And sometimes, some of us, the only way that we can learn that is you're not going to do it on your own.
Trial and error?
You're not going to do it on your own. You're not going to go, look, I need to be alone for a while. I'm going to, you're not going to do that. Given a choice of being in a relationship or being by yourself, I would have always chosen being in a relationship.
I think
you always did.
I always did, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a relationship's always good just to have someone to go home to and someone to text and a face to call home, if you will.
That's right.
So, yeah, it's Jason.
No, what you guys were talking about, if you're not your best, how do you expect to be in a solid relationship? Like the Foo Fighters said, is someone getting the best of you?
Ooh, that's good.
And that's
and you have to get there first before you can even give that. Mm-hmm. You got to do it for yourself. And I'm at this point, and Jess, you're getting there too with your kids.
Yeah.
You want them to, like, I don't care who you date, but you have to be good with you. Because you're going to be, if you don't even know who the hell you are, how can you have a decent relationship with another person?
Yeah. So,
this was a big part of it. When I was with her, very happy. Couldn't have been happier. And for some reason in my head, I go, well, I'm working pretty hard, so I'm happy because I'm putting in all this work.
In your relationship?
In actual work, like my job,
career.
Okay, so I was like,
it's
work. That's what makes me happy. That's who I am, is this show, and that's who I'm going to be, is some comedian, and that's what people are going to respect. If I can be this big comedian and have a ton of money and people be like, oh, yeah, Jeff Ibbert, that's who he is. I'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'm super happy. Everything's going well. And then things started to go south because it was right around January, February. And I was still putting work in here, and I was trying to put more work in here. And
it wasn't as fulfilling.
Exactly. And I was like, why am I not happy? I'm putting in even more work than I was. And I was like, oh, wait a second. I wasn't happy because of work.
Yeah.
So I was happy because of being myself and being in a relationship where I could be myself and having someone that was a significant other, that was the other half of me. And it mirrors, just like mirrors.
That's
and,
true. Just like JT.
But I let work define me, and that was the biggest mistake I've made. That was really stupid.
And you're 24?
25, yeah. 24, okay. 25. It's all the same.
Okay, which one?
25.
Oh, okay. 25.
And a half.
And a half. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's some pretty good conclusions at 25 to realize, that you've already taken that away from the breakup.
Mm-hmm.
that you realize, okay, I like being in a relationship. I like loving someone. I mean, obviously it's her right now. It's not someone, but and that obviously your career doesn't define you.
Yeah.
I think one of the toughest things as a friend is to tell another friend, hey, you're going to be okay. Hey, and she was a good girl, but let's say it was a bad relationship, you know, when you kind of don't say anything. Eventually when it breaks up, like, oh, we didn't care for her anyway.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
such a tough thing on this side to tell someone you care about, a friend. And then I'm guessing it's tough for you to, even worse for you to hear it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like whenever your friends are around you, like, ah, she's a bitch. Don't worry about it. You're fine.
Yeah.
It's like, don't say that about her.
No.
Like,
but that's the guy's go-to kind of.
Yeah.
Girls just start making shit up. Like, we're just like, you know what? You remember that time that we were out and we called him and he didn't answer? I bet he was fucking that one girl and then he was doing this. And you just start making shit up so that you have a reason to hate him. And he could have been the best guy in the world. But that's what we do.
That's what you do?
That's what girls
really?
Do. Yeah, they just kind of, like, they just, I don't know. I know.
To make it easier on themselves, they make up a story?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah
absolutely. I'm going to make this really
You know what
bad.
He's doing now.
Yeah, you know what he's doing right now? Oh, my gosh. Do you know how many times? I'm terrible about getting mad about things that never even happened.
Mm.
But I once had a counselor, therapist, / whatever, like, if that's how you feel, there's probably some validation in it, because you know you and you know how you feel. Yes, you can take a feeling and run with it and really make it a big deal, but if you were in a good relationship to begin with, you wouldn't let your mind wander like that anyway. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, like, I always think the feeling of paranoia, that's not a good one.
No.
And
no.
If you get upset about something,
yeah,
that might be rooted in a little bit of paranoia or whatever.
Right.
I don't know if that's the best.
Are you saying a trust issue? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
because they've probably given you a reason to run with that feeling or run with that story, and maybe it's only happened a couple of times or whatever. But obviously, you're still carrying it around. And you haven't gotten over it, and that's
right.
The problem.
Yeah, that was never a problem. For the like, it was
no,
just like that
yeah.
was, and that was a good feeling, because I've had relationships where you're just like, I don't know where this person is
right.
and who they're with right now.
Yeah. So is she dating someone else, or do you know?
I asked in the text today. I go, just tell me, is it someone else? Because
yeah.
then I'll be like, okay,
now
nope,
you know,
no one else. And she wouldn't lie to
yeah.
me about it.
Yeah.
At least I don't think so. Oh God, the paranoia thing. You're right.
The creative mind.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And have you tried to date anyone else?
I've been on dates. Like,
yeah.
I've done this whole Tinder thing as a joke to try to be on air and try
right,
to
right.
But like, I've actually gone on a couple dates and it's just the worst. Like, it's
mm-hmm.
you're not them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You compare them and
yeah.
That's the comparison is the thief of happiness. I believe is a quote.
I think that is true. Yeah.
And it goes with all sorts of things, not just relationships.
Yeah.
Comparing your life to someone else's and
just make you miserable.
Right. I just had the fantasy of just leaving
yeah.
and working at a gas station in Wyoming and just smoking my face off every day.
We were going to Addie's thing on Saturday, and he gets in the car, we're talking, he goes, you know what we should do? Let's start smoking. And I'm like, what?
Why not?
Let's stop and get some cigarettes. We'll start smoking.
Start smoking. No. Ugh, I can't.
Ugh.
Ugh.
I was at a wedding Saturday night,
mm-hmm.
and we're all having a good time, and
they're
we're out
the
on this
worst.
Deck, and all of a sudden there's this whiff of smoke. I hadn't smelled it in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, who still smokes?
I know.
Sure enough,
yeah,
a person in the building.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and her boyfriend were smoking.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who got married in this building?
Jordan.
I don't know Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan Patterson. He's a buddy. He was a sales guy here for quite a few years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He sold stuff for, he tried to book a lot of things for Matt and I when we had our show.
Oh, okay.
And he's a Boilermaker.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Patterson?
Patterson, yeah.
Patterson got married?
Yeah, Patterson.
That son of a bitch. I know that he got married.
That old so-and-so.
Oh,
it was a great time. Good time.
Yeah.
I hadn't been to a wedding in forever.
I know. I don't feel like I mean,
it's been a while.
I think I've got a wedding coming, but I don't know. I'm going to have to look. I'm not sure. Everybody I know is pregnant right now. So
everybody you know is pregnant.
Yeah, like I could rattle off 10 people I know that are pregnant right now.
10.
10. 10 people that
That's
are pregnant
crazy.
Right now. Yeah. You're telling me.
They're cooped up all winter.
Yeah, people get bored.
They do the dirty thing.
And so everybody's just like, well, you know, when our kid starts kindergarten, our kid does it. And I was like, hey, when your kid starts kindergarten, my kids are going to be 16 and 18. Mm-hmm. So I'll peace. See you later. Yeah.
My kid's already out of the house. That's how I've looked at
much,
it.
Yeah, they're pretty much, yeah.
I mean, they're Emma's finishing up her freshman year of high school.
That's really hard to
it's
believe.
It's 1 month away. She's going to be I got to start teaching her to drive.
Yeah. Ugh.
And I'm not going through anything other parents haven't, but God, she's gone.
She's gone. She gone.
She gone.
She gone. Yeah, I'm doing the middle school thing. So I'm on mm-hmm. the, yeah, we're preparing for middle school. They call it step up day. So it's like.
Step up.
Step up, George.
When you pick your classes and what you're going to do and
okay.
all these things.
I like that.
And so, yeah, so they're doing that and it's just like, God bless. And this, and obviously, you know, this is. My kids don't go to the same elementary school that I went to. There's some teachers there because they built a new elementary school, blah, 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 blah. But this will be this is where I went to. Actually, it's not. It's a new building, too. Never mind. Anyway, it's just at Doe Creek. Yeah, so. It's the same staff.
Area
yeah,
of the
same,
state.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Yeah, same.
How about that?
Do you remember planning people? Out your entire high school years?
I do. Mm-mm. I do.
I don't remember much, but I remember that.
I do. I remember sitting down, and I remember, Mr. Starks was, yeah, and, you know, very, one
Curtis?
Of my Curtis's dad.
Oh, Curtis's dad.
Yeah, and he was there. He was the man.
Yeah, I pretty much held to it. Mm-hmm. There was just a little bit of adjustment near the end when I was bored.
I know. I got real bored, too, and started skipping study hall. And there were like 6 weeks left of school, and I had gone to one study hall, and I got caught, and Mr. Hanna called me down. He said, you're going to have to, he goes, I would tell you that you're going to have to serve a Saturday school for every time you skipped, but there's not enough Saturdays left in the school year. And he said, so you're just going to have to serve the rest. And I said, all right. And I never went. So
Mrs. Hildebrand would write me excuses. I had like.
Really?
I'm going to say like 10 of them in my locker and whatever I wanted to go do.
Really?
Yeah.
That was nice. Yeah.
I was kind of the teacher's pet. Mm. I was a good teacher to have.
I had a teacher like that. Her name was Mrs. Jones. She was
Me!
Mrs. Jones and Mr. Collier. They're my favorites. Yeah. No?
Well, what do we do with Jeff? What do we do?
I take him to a strip club.
I've never been to a strip club.
Ever?
Ever.
There's no need to go. Believe me. None.
I've been in one in Newport, Kentucky, and the lady checked our IDs with lighters. It was a Monday at like midnight.
Really?
And she goes, you know what, boys? You better just go home. There's nothing here for you. I was like, all right.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. There was one guy in the showroom, all black sweatpants, like all black sweatsuit, hood up, head down, and we're like, all right, sounds good. We'll see you, lady.
That sounds terrible. Yeah. No, I thought that's what guys do. You know what'll fix this? Boobies.
Let me ask you, have you tried screaming and yelling in the fetal position? And for how long have you been
doing
that?
Yeah, did you not catch that part of the story? It was on the kitchen floor.
On the kitchen floor drinking out of the dog bowl.
Done that, yeah. I'm past that stage, I think.
All right. Well,
I can go back to it.
I don't have much more for you.
But your parents have a good relationship, and I'm not trying to dig really deep, but I mean, as much as we don't want to think, our parents' relationship we probably model a little bit, as hard as we try not to. But no, I mean, there's nothing like deeper that's...
I'll just put it this. I would not model my relationship off of theirs.
Oh, really?
I had to pick. Okay. Yeah, and that's probably the realest thing I've ever said, but I just wouldn't.
You just wouldn't.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
And it's neither their fault. It's just when my dad was an only child and his parents were never really there or showed him any attention, so he doesn't know how to interact with people really. And then my mom, her dad is just, he's like a robot. He has he has no affection, no emotion.
Nothing.
And it's so that's where I'm getting all my loving from. I'm like a loving factory. I had to make it all on my own and box it and ship it out. And
And now you're getting backed up. Where are you going to ship this love?
I don't know.
Little Nora Jones, she's not big enough to carry all this love.
But it, The big thing is, I get this on September 8th of this year. I have to go to a wedding.
That's
where
right.
Her best friend and my best friend are getting married.
Yes.
Oh,
ouch.
Boy.
Ouch.
So the day we said we love each other, our best friends are getting married on, I'm already like, I'm 1,000% serious. I want to have a legit excuse. So I was like, you know what? I'll look into the dog show circuit and I'll book Nora Jones into dog shows and I'll just have this crazy excuse.
That's not a bad idea.
To not go to your best friend's wedding.
That's another story. I feel like, yeah.
Okay.
You do what you want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Or...
am I running from it if I don't show up?
You go to it, you look at it head on, mm-hmm. and guess what? That might be the time you go, you know what?
It's done.
It's done.
Or maybe I bring an escort and make her jealous.
That's right.
If you can't get through to love by loving someone...
Everyone wants to make things more difficult.
Have you guys... I've been to events where...
I thought you were going to say, have you ever hired a prostitute?
No.
I don't know why I thought that would...
Have you?
No, not me, no.
We were at a cross-country meet in Detroit, and we got out the phone book, and we just call up escorts.
Mm-hmm.
That was the most fun we've had in a while.
Did
they show up?
We can do that again if you want. I mean, they don't have to... But we just call and hang up. Well, but with caller ID and stuff, they'd know.
How about legitimately... Match.com, eHarmony, something like that. Let's go legitimate here.
Yeah. Well, he's tried Tinder, right?
No,
well, that's not...
Or is that like a jokey thing?
No, I think I just need to lay low for a while and not... And just be sad. It's okay to be sad, I think.
Sure.
Until it consumes you, and then that's when...
No,
until
but
it consumes the rest of us.
You know what, though? I was told...
Your feelings aren't wrong.
All through, as far as back as I can remember when I was growing up, shut up, stop crying, stop it. And that really has a negative effect too. So if you're sad, be sad.
That's how I feel like you are not, you don't suffer from a chemical imbalance, correct? Have you ever been on an antidepressant or anti-anxiety or anything like that? So the thing is, how you feel right now is more than likely appropriate. If you were in love with someone and they broke up with you, to be sad is the appropriate feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's no reason to take an antidepressant to get over it. When you are over her, it will be over.
Right. Exactly. I have friends that are clinically depressed and they're just like, yeah, you're depressed, right? Like when I read a thing about binge watching Netflix usually means you're depressed, and I've watched 7 seasons of Mad Men. Like...
I don't know if that's a good show to watch while you're in this state, though.
Honestly,
do not.
It's better or no?
Don't watch Horace and Pete. I can tell you that. Woo!
Yeah.
I think watching Mad Men, I've connected with the character Don Draper because he's a character who is not allowed to show feelings.
Right.
He's tried to hide who he is his entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And
fucks anything that moves.
Yeah.
That's right.
Smokes cigarettes.
That's why you want to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
You've been watching. Okay.
Tap that ass. Get a suit, some scotch, hit it.
But there's one line where he's like, finally, like, saying who he actually is, and he's like, I feel like I've been watching my life, and I've just been pawing at it, trying to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I just had to stop the show and rewatch that scene like 3 times, because I was like, that is exactly, I feel like I've been this big comedian, and big in quotes, not career-wise, but I've been trying to be this big comedian and try to be this funny guy who is successful and all this, and I haven't been, I've been being myself, but I've swept a lot of emotions underneath the rug, and I've kind of hidden from those emotions and tried to run from them.
Assuming that if you broke into this career that you've dreamed about and became this person that you were like, this is what I'm going to do, that you wouldn't, that the emotions would go to the wayside. Like, you're not going to have to deal with that because you've got everything you wanted.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah. I didn't think I'd ever have to face them. I'm like, I can just ignore these forever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's my favorite thing to do is to ignore it.
Yeah.
Ignore it. Yeah.
Oh, this will all go away.
It'll go away.
Everything's fine. What's
everything
your problem?
Is fine. Yeah, I don't know. But you know what? You would be surprised. I had someone the other day tell me in dealing with a situation, any situation really, we all have our own stuff. Everybody has their own stuff. But you would be shocked at the power of talking about it out loud. Mm-hmm. Like, you can think about it and you can journal it and you can read about it and how to, okay, these are the steps to get past this and do these things and I can find this support group. But push comes to shove, to say it out loud and to retell the story is actually really beneficial, I think. And it has been for me, and it's, I don't know.
Yeah,
it, I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been journaling things out as of late, mm-hmm. and if you look at when I first started journaling right after this,
yeah.
it was just, it was like an Ernest Hemingway book where it's short and choppy and just,
right.
That was a very intellectual
right.
reference. Anyways,
sure.
but it was just short and choppy and just thoughts all over the place, and it looks like a crazy person wrote it.
Sure.
And as I've gone on, it's starting to get more concise and more sentence structure. But there was one thing that I talked about where it was like, I was treating love like I treat like my career and like I treat everything else, where it's like I need to compete and I need to beat everyone in this. And
mm-hmm.
and I kind of, it was like, I don't know why I was doing this, because love is kind of like playing your son in like a Fisher Price basketball a Fisher Price basketball goal.
Yeah,
it's like, it's just a fun game. You're just trying to have some fun and bond and be in the moment and enjoy this.
Right.
It doesn't matter who wins in this game. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
I thought it was a deep reference, but
no, it makes sense. Yeah. I understand what you're saying, and I think that, and it's not that you're dumbing it down by any means, but what else are you supposed to be doing in that moment? Like, if you consider, like, if you literally, like, in my brain, when you said that, I think, okay, playing basketball with my children, there is nowhere else I should be. There's nothing else I should be doing.
Yeah, just yeah. let it happen.
Yeah.
Just be in the moment. And I wasn't in the moment. I was looking at it from afar, trying to...
Yeah. How am I going to make this last forever?
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes that will kill it.
Anyone heard any good jokes recently?
So anyway, this guy comes, this drunk guy comes home with a duck under his arm. No, I
Yeah, you have to be in the moment, but you also have to have some vision.
Yeah.
To yeah. where you're going.
Right, right.
And I think that that was probably hard too, especially if you guys were talking about your future. Mm-hmm. Like, it seemed like everything was going really well then.
Right, yeah. But I just had the wrong mentality going into it. Just this, okay, we need to get to the next spot. And what is the next spot? Who? Mm-hmm. This isn't a competition. There's no scoreboard.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like, I mean, do you have the feeling like, I want to hurry up and get married? Did you ever have that feeling?
No, not at all. No? And we were both on the same page for that. Like, it was just like, hey, I think it was a comedian in here that was like, hey, this is going really great. Let's get lawyers involved.
Right.
And I said that to her. But that was the thing. We were at Caitlin's Christmas party, and mm-hmm. I looked at her and I was like, I'm going to marry you someday. I can definitely see myself marrying you.
Right.
And then she cried again. I was like, God, why do you always do that?
No,
but no, that was the first time I've ever been, I think, completely honest with someone about.
And have you ever had your heart broke? Have you ever, previous to right now, have you ever had your heart broken?
Not to this level, but yeah.
Yeah.
I have. I've gone through breakups before.
Right.
And they suck for a little bit, but they were never this bad. This is, yeah.
Yeah, this is the worst one so far.
It's a real deal.
I feel like I'm talking a lot in this intervention.
No, you should be. That's the point.
That's
that
good.
We decided this wasn't an intervention. This is.
Remember?
This is. Because I just want to know.
We're having a discussion.
Here's the thing is that I didn't. Like I said, when I come in and either you say, oh, Spangle's not doing too good, or Spangle says, Jeffy's not doing too good, I always don't know how much we're joking
mm-hmm.
and how much we're being serious. Like, and now it makes sense, because now I understand, because you say like, I'm going to be funny and I'm going to go, we're not going to feel this. And we're going to make jokes about it, which makes sense. I get it. But then I now understand that there's actually a lot of seriousness behind the joking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, we all were in Spangle's office this morning laughing, cutting up about it. And
Googling suicide
quotes. And yeah, and it's, I don't know, I guess. Also, and I'm not saying this to be silly, and I don't know if it's like people younger than me are more comfortable sharing and being funny about it, because I feel like I don't want to be funny about it. I don't want to joke about it. I don't want to even talk about it. I don't want anybody to know that I'm struggling. or if you guys are all that close, because I admire, like, you guys haven't known each other for a really long time, and you seem to be pretty comfortable. I mean, Jason is probably one of my, like, I could tell him some serious stuff, but then there's also times that it's just like, I'm not sharing this with anybody. I don't want anybody to know.
Chick, do you, when you're feeling upset, do you feel like you, it's the only thing that's going on with you right now, so you're just like, okay, well, I can talk about this and be funny because I feel like I have to be on and be funny, if that makes sense.
Oh, drawing from experience to be funny?
Yeah, you're just like, well, I have to be funny right now, so I'll just talk about this since it's what's going on. Yeah.
And it becomes therapeutic.
Right.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that's what I do. I feel like it's just on top of the mind, so I'm like, all
right. I don't think that's bad, though. Has that been good for you creatively?
No, I don't know. Because I feel like I'm never facing a real emotion head on. I'm just, again, sweeping it under a rug and just being like, eh.
Well, I think you are. Yeah, I think you're facing more than you think you are probably.
Yeah, I think so. And I know this sounds silly, and I know we talk about it a lot, or I've been talking about it a lot. But I feel like Beyonce really, if it's true what's going on with her, then I feel like she's doing the right thing. She's taking whatever anger or sadness she's feeling, and she's channeling it into her work, and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. right? That has to be therapeutic too. And
the best artists do that.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, remember how much she was in love when she was going to surfboard? Mm. Yeah,
drunk
she loved. Yeah, she was drunk in love. And now it's you know,
she's pissed.
On to the next fuckboy. Yeah.
I saw something that said Jay-Z is going to address this in his next album. So I think it's just a big marketing
yeah.
scheme.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But, you know, like any good soap opera, it's fun to watch. And I'm down. I'm watching it. But I guess... Also, and these are just things I've drawn from recently, is that however you deal with it, it's sometimes you have to embrace that this is the way you work through things and this is the way you deal with them. Just because you think they're wrong doesn't make them wrong. Like if you feel like you're not facing an emotion head on, maybe that's just the way you deal with it, and that doesn't make it wrong. Because mm-hmm. you're a nice person. You're not angry. You know what I mean? Like, it's not filling you with rage, and you're not sad enough to where none of us want to be around you. You know what I mean?
Right.
So maybe it's not exactly how you want to deal with it, but you might be on the right path. So give yourself a little bit of credit, and don't say that you're doing it wrong, because I don't think you are.
Yeah. There's no roadmap. There's no right way to deal with your feelings.
Right.
But I've dealt with my feelings in the past a lot more
inappropriately.
Inappropriately,
but to the point that they were damaging
to myself and people around me. Yeah,
yeah.
That's true. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And you're certainly not exhibiting any of that. I mean, you're just upset.
Not yet.
Yeah, you're not over at the stress center yet, are you? See, there you go.
Cover my cut marks.
I got to feel.
Yeah, the pain makes me feel alive.
That's right.
Anyone want to say how I've wronged them? Let's get into that. I love that part.
That's the thing is that, yeah, I don't think you've wronged anybody. That's for sure.
No.
No. I mean, we could go to
Other than yourself, give yourself a break. It's okay to feel what you're feeling. I mean, if you have to have somebody tell you it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, her
last words for me were, don't be so hard on yourself. And
that's an interesting way to respond to an I love you.
Yeah. And
here's some other bad ways to respond.
Yeah.
She said interesting. I'll say bad. Thank you is another.
Oh, that's nice.
No, somebody said somebody one time.
Yeah, oh, that's nice is in there. Thank you. Really? Hmm. That's another one.
Aww. I've done that.
That's the worst one.
Here, let's hug.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't have to look at you.
So, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
I think the only two appropriate ways to respond to that are I love you or I don't love you.
Yeah, that you should probably be pretty definite.
You know, that should be a law. That
you
should be you could arrest anybody. You could citizen if you say anything other than I love you return or I don't love you, anything else you go to jail.
Let me get this straight. You're trying to legislate love.
That's exactly
okay, that's
right.
Going to work.
Give me something that I can hang my hat on. When I throw an I love you out there, I'm either going to get it returned, one way or the other.
Maybe we should have cards, and then if somebody says that to you and you don't know how to respond, you just slide a card, and then you, like, it's a get-out-of-jail-free card. I'm more concerned that I think that when someone says I love you, that you're in jail now. But mm-hmm. that I feel like there should be.
I think you should slide a 20. Just like, yeah. Just,
hey, you know what? Good. All right.
That's pretty romantic, though. You'd be in jail with the big plexiglass between you. I love you. I wait for you when you get out of jail. Yeah.
Press your breasts against the glass.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Midnight Express.
Is that a movie?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's a Midnight Express.
Oh, is that that one that you and
Warren?
Yeah, okay.
Does he do Midnight Express? No.
I thought he mailed you Midnight Express.
No, that's Midnight Run.
Run! Oh, yeah.
Charles Grodin and Robert De Niro.
He loves that movie.
This is Midnight Express.
Okay.
With Brad Davis and the Turkish prison and Daniel Stern.
That sounds terrible.
I'm going to get stabbed in the ass with a knife.
In the cheek?
In a cheek, yeah.
Okay, well, that's different. Right.
Yeah. But his girlfriend comes to visit him. And
she pushes her boobs on the glass?
Puts her boobs on.
Bear?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mm. Why wouldn't you? Yeah.
Well, because I didn't know if it was legal.
I remember when I was young and a buddy of mine had HBO.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. And I remember seeing some sort of movie.
Right.
With sudsy boobs.
Mm.
Right
boobs.
On the right on the glass.
On glass?
Yeah. Of the shower.
Soapy boobs. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Why isn't that a dancer's awesome. Name? Soapy boobs.
Sounds,
give it up for so,
how about
sudsy boobs.
Sudsy boobs.
That sounds a lot like soupy sales.
Is that two D's and sudsy?
Soupy sales and sudsy boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Two D's, two big capital D's.
D's and sudsy. Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of Z's. Sudsy.
Boobs, two sudsy. Eyeballs for the double O in boobs. An eyeball in each one.
Ooh. An eyeball or a nipple?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm getting hot just thinking about it.
Oh, man.
So, Jeff, do you ever go to a Hooters or what's the other one up the way?
Twin Peaks?
Tilted Kill. Do you ever go to any of those?
I've been there. I don't.
I mean,
go there to relieve my sadness?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said relieve.
No.
To relieve myself?
To comfort?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I go there for like a fantasy football draft that I used to be in. But
okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Don't you think there is a creep factor for the guy that goes to see the cleavage.
Is that in Ohio, yes. Cleavage? The cleavage?
I'm just trying to get a picture of when you're down, what do you do with yourself to make yourself feel better?
Don't say masturbate.
You pet your dog and watch TV.
Close.
Currently.
I go to my house, I turn on sad music, and I turn all the lights out, and I just sit there with my dog.
Drinking.
And I'll drink. Sometimes I won't. If I'm journaling,
see,
I won't
drink.
See,
but your dog's there, right? So you're not drinking alone.
I'm not drinking alone.
Oh,
that's
God.
Right.
But no, it just depends. I'll go for a...
He's got a brand new liver. Leave him alone.
Yeah, it's fresh.
Mm. The 1990 model. It's a good that's model. Right. So it got some mileage on it.
The 1990 Jeff Vibbert.
Mm.
Oh, my God. 1990?
Yep, that's the year.
That sounds.
I started my senior year of high school.
Yeah.
No wonder people.
What was I doing in 1990?
You were
sitting
here.
Right here. That's right. Yeah.
That's great.
About 20 yards from here, probably.
Oh, that's true. You're in the way back.
Right over there.
Well, you know, and another. This is all happening at the appropriate time. I mean, this is what your 20s are for. Get your heart broke.
Yeah.
You get your heart stomped on. You get to your 30s, you're a little more clear. You get to your 40s.
I'm still trying to figure out what my 30s are for.
We're going to help you with that.
I hope so, because I felt like my 20s were for... I mean, I feel like your 20s are for just figuring it out. And I don't know if I did. So maybe I guess I'm just waiting to figure it out in my 30s. But I like my siblings, I keep telling them... Like, my brother's a couple years younger than me, and I keep telling him, like, your 20s, you did exactly what you were supposed to be doing in your 20s. Like, you were figuring it out. You had some really, really, really low points, you know, some figuring out what you're going to do with the rest of your life and things like that. And I just, and now my sister is, you know, I have a sister that's married, and I have another sister that's in college. And I'm just like, you don't just... Do me a favor and don't make any huge life decisions in your 20s. Just just let life happen to you in your 20s.
Yeah, I think it goes for any age you're at, but I think the quickest way to ruin your 20s is thinking that it matters what other people think, and that's going to ruin it really quick. But yeah,
I agree. I still, you know what? That probably is my biggest hang up is worrying about what other people think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just, I don't know if that's a symptom of being the oldest child, but constantly concerned about other people's opinion.
Well, it's hard because you're in a job where you're doing this podcast, and it's like everything I say, someone else is going to listen to and judge me on it.
That's true. That is true. I don't know, but somehow maybe that's why I don't like to do the live ones, because I can I can hear people not laugh,
right?
Yeah, or you know, or get a really strange reaction or whatever, and that's the worst feeling in the world. You know, at least you guys will be kind and like half smile at me, even if it's not funny. And I just don't feel like I get to.
Well, now half smile makes us think, sound like we think you're crazy or something.
No, you do. Yeah. My intervention's coming.
That's nice, Jess.
Okay. Remember what we said, guys. Just half smile at her when it's not funny.
And don't, and keep all the pens away from her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm all about not caring what other people think.
I know. I wish.
It's refreshing. It's freeing.
That is so freeing. Easy.
Think about Jeff. We've talked about it.
It's so easy to say.
Jeff Oskey.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, envious. I think Jeff, you know.
Jeff's a comedian. He cares a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
But deep down, you know, he does his own thing, and he doesn't care if someone judges him.
He's
probably pretty stress-free when it comes to emotional stuff. Obviously, family things he's got, you
sure
know, with,
people
with
have things
young
but
kids and stuff.
Yeah, I don't, I wish, I don't know, when things are good I feel like I don't care what people think. Mm-hmm. Or no, I'm sorry, I mean this opposite. When things are not great at my house, I think that gives me perspective and makes me realize like why would you ever care what anyone else thought. But then when things are okay and it's back to, you know, just regular life, I feel like I kind of get consumed with worrying about what other people think. Mm-hmm. Because there's nothing to occupy my mind. And that's probably, that doesn't make any sense.
Mm. It makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. My dad tells me that a lot. Like, that's just, who cares? Who cares what other people think?
And I think you'll find that, I hate to step in here like the old guy, but I will. It's amazing how other people are wrapped up in themselves. Mm-hmm. And really,
nobody's really that worried about what you're doing.
Have no idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless you draw attention to it, they are they're barely aware that you exist.
But do you feel like too that you get consumed with what other people think?
Me?
No. Oh. I'm saying in general, when you maybe are a little. And, you know, people hate me. Well, maybe it's because you hate you. Maybe it's not. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's you and you're kind of projecting it on other people, but it's actually how you feel about yourself.
Well,
you know,
to that.
Yeah. Or if you're embarrassed, or if you think other people are, I don't know, disgusted with how you're living your life or whatever you're doing, then that's because that's how you feel.
Or maybe just sometimes think about the people that you're worried about what they're thinking about you and think about those people.
And what their
lives
story
are
is.
Full of, and mm-hmm. what their stories are about, and what their.
Have you ever found out something crazy, crazy, crazy about someone, and like that they had a secret, and then you found out what their secret was, and they don't know that you know what their secret is, but they are probably one of the most judgmental, awful, terrible people you've ever met in your life, and you're like, if you fucking knew that I knew.
Mm. Well, but that goes along with the people who are the most judgmental have the most to hide.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's true, I guess.
Yep.
I don't know.
Except Vibbert.
It's all out there, baby.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's on the airwaves now. It's never going away.
Well, we have to do another podcast this week because I have to go to, I have a life-changing event this Saturday.
That's right.
My youngest daughter is graduating from college. And I've been offered the opportunity to attend her graduation.
Half of it or all of it?
I can attend as much as I'd like if I want to spend time with 2/3 of my ex-wives. I'm more than... I don't know how to explain to them that, you know, that's all well and good, but why don't you understand that that doesn't sound like a great weekend to me.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I love my daughter. Don't get me wrong, but not only two-thirds of my ex-wife, but all of their friends. And guess what friends I get to bring?
Zero.
See, that's the thing about the wedding, because I'm going in alone.
Somehow there were X number of tickets allotted, and everybody got all their tickets, and thank God they saved me one, or I wouldn't be gone.
So we're going to podcast the day before you go up there?
I don't know. We're going to have to do something.
The prelude, and then we can discuss
it. I'm
going
to have to hire a couple of guys to go with me and maintain a perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
Because it starts at 5, and I plan on walking in at 4:45 and kissing her on the cheek and shaking her hand and giving her a check and walking out. I mean, but...
Yeah.
I know. I feel
bad. What should I do?
I feel bad.
It's bullshit.
I feel bad for you because you've already decided how you're going to behave in this situation. But...
I'm trying. I'm using all of my baby coping tools. I'm using all my words.
When you say that, you're not. When you say that, you're going, I'm going to say this out loud because it'll make myself feel better.
Is it unfair?
Yeah, it is unfair. Your daughter's graduating from college. You're going to have to suck it up and be up there for her.
No, I'm going to do that.
I know, but you can't be this chick when you're up there.
What is it about them that they think that they can...
Because you've let them every other time. Why would now be any different?
I guess.
But it should be a celebration because this is the last time, well until somebody gets married.
How is it my fault that it's not a celebration?
Huh?
How has it become my fault that it's not a celebration?
Because you're choosing to not view it as a celebration. It should be a celebration of your daughter. It should not be...
I think they chose it because they invited all of their friends and it was okay with them and...
Well, then you know what? Have your own party for Elle when you come back. Have your own party and we'll all come.
I think it goes back to what you were just saying where people are so tied up in themselves that they weren't even thinking about everyone else. They're just like, oh, well, who do I want here? Who does this? Okay.
Right.
They weren't thinking about, oh, well, who does he want to bring and who is he going to come with? And...
Oh, they knew who he wanted to bring. They just didn't want her there. The thing is that it's not that. It's that he feels like for so long and the majority of how long they've been in life that they have consciously gone, how can we make this hard on him?
Okay.
I think that there's that because there are people who are like that.
I'm just trying to assume everyone's a good person. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. You're new to this one. But I think it's going to be, like I said, if you want to have your own celebration with her, don't worry about them. You don't have to do that.
No,
it's about her.
It is about her. You have to keep going back to that. And she's half you.
I know it's about her. Mm-hmm. I think she knows it's about her. But those other people, they're renting a house and there are 14 people coming.
What?
Why wouldn't you want to come over and celebrate here at the house? And we're going to rent this house for the... No. Yeah, I don't know. What are you going to do?
But you're being concerned with them and you shouldn't be concerned with them, remember?
Perhaps I'll reach total enlightenment before I get there.
You got 5 days, brother.
There's time.
I got to cram that in, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple of classes to take.
Let's do this!
Get some incense burning. Did we do the podcast? When it comes to
this. Right. Shout out to listener Rusty, who I met
red-haired guy.
Weekend.
Oh yeah,
green shirt.
Yeah. Oh, I never got to talk to him. Yeah. I wanted to ask you guys.
Good guy.
Rusty.
Yeah.
Good man. Did I talk to? I talked to the other guy. Or did I talk to Russ?
Maybe.
The long-haired guy.
Yeah, I didn't talk to him.
I talked to him
a lot.
Thanks for downloading the podcast. It's off the air. Tell your friends.